Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to those committed to leveraging innovation to make the world a better place. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
We're going to switch gears now from work to relaxation. As the lockdown ends, Bay Area art exhibits and shows are reemerging, and one of them is on your smartphone, or can be, as you stroll through San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. The music we're hearing right now is a piece from Bay Area Kronos Quartet. They've teamed up with composer Ellen Reed to present Soundwalk. It's a curated GPS-based experience that encourages reflection and exploration of the park. And to hear more about the inspiration for it, how you can access it, two key members, Ellen Reed, as I mentioned, composer and creator of the Soundwalk app, and David Harrington, founder and violinist, artistic director of Kronos Quartet, the world-renowned and much-loved Bay Area quartet that has collaborated with many, many musicians. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Ellen, let me begin with you. What was the inspiration for this? I know you've done it in other cities, but tell us about the one you created for Bay Area, for the Golden Gate Park.
So the original inspiration just came from my love of parks and my connection to parks and wanting to create a personal connection through an artistic experience. And I connected with David Harrington, and we decided that Golden Gate Park would be a perfect place to both celebrate Kronos's amazing career and also create a work that anyone can enjoy that's free and open to the public. And I have to say that Golden Gate Park is probably my favorite location of Soundwalk so far.
Ah, and so tell us how it works. You have to download the app, and then once you have it, how does it work?
Yeah, so you download the app, and then you download the music of the app, and then you head to the park. And all you do is you walk through the park, and your GPS triggers the music to play based on where you are. And so your walk determines the music that you're hearing. And it becomes a collaboration between the listener and the music, where the listener picks their own path and curates their own musical journey.
And David Harrington, let me ask you, as I mentioned, Kronos, of course, has done collaborations with all kinds of musicians and people over the many decades you've been around. What is it about this collaboration with Ellen Reed that appealed to you?
You know, the idea that our audience could walk through Golden Gate Park and hear Kronos at the same time was just incredibly interesting and a great addition to the Kronos Festival, which is currently happening. And, you know, we did it the other day. We took the walk, and it was fantastic to be able to hear Ellen's music and on top of that, hear the sounds of the park, the birds, the kids playing, the geese and ducks, and it was fabulous. And for me, it was a multi-sensory experience, and it made me appreciate the park more. And I even found an Easter egg, and Ellen can tell you about the Easter eggs. But
which one did you find?
I found the Christopher Tai one.
Okay, there you go. Well, I want to play a little bit more music, and this is West Coast Sky Forever by Ellen Reed and performed by Kronos. Let's hear a little bit of it, and then we'll come back and talk. So Ellen Reed, tell us about West Coast Sky Forever. And this is a piece, by the way, that I think you hear triggered by the GPS on your phone at the peak of Strawberry Hill in Golden Gate Park. How did you pick this particular piece of music for that location?
I wanted a piece at that location that evoked the epic and gorgeous landscape that you can see from the top of Strawberry Hill. And I also wanted to celebrate Kronos Quartet and have their music at this epic pinnacle of the park. And when I hiked up to the top of Strawberry Hill, it seemed really clear that that was a perfect place to put this piece. And Kronos sounds so beautiful in this recording.
And David Harrington, tell us about how this was recorded. Because obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I'm guessing you weren't all in the same studio together?
We were not. We were in our individual homes recording. And in addition to all of the music we recorded for Ellen's sound walk, a lot of the music that is on our current festival was recorded in a similar way. And it has certain advantages, but it has a whole lot of disadvantages. Not being able to be together to play music together, which is something, you know, we've been doing all these years, was a new experience for us.
Yeah, and I'll bet you're not eager to get back together. And now, in fact, that we're sort of out of the worst of the pandemic, are you back in the studio together?
I'm currently in the middle of a rehearsal right now, and it feels really great to be with Sonny, Hank, and John, and making music, and, there's nothing like just being together to play music, and we are looking forward to concerts and having our audience. But I have to say, being in Golden Gate Park and hearing Ellen's music was about as good as it could possibly be. And so in a certain way, I don't think that Sound Walk would have happened in quite the way it did without the situations that we all had to deal with.
Yeah. Ellen, we're getting to the end of the hour, but I'm wondering, the website says that the music harmonizes with the park's landscapes and attractions based on location. How does that work?
I'm sorry, can you ask that question one more time?
Yeah, the website mentions that the music harmonizes with the park's landscapes and attractions based on where you are. How does that work with the app?
So I design the music so that you're in different sound worlds based on the surroundings. So that, you know, for example, there's one part of the park that I found really interesting. There's this prayer book cross that is kind of eerie. So the GPS knows where you are. Yeah. And on the other side, there's a beautiful, beautiful grass. And so it's really open and spacious music. Then as you cross the street, eerie music starts to play, and the GPS is following where you are, so that as you step into the woods.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to cut you off in the middle, but we're out of time. But we're going to play a little bit more of that music, and I really encourage folks to download the app and experience it for yourself in Golden Gate Park. Ellen Reed, thank you so much for joining us. David Harrington from Kronos, thank you. This is, again, West Coast Sky Forever, and you can hear it on the Soundwalk app as you're walking through Golden Gate Park. Thanks so much for joining us. Sorry to cut you off in the middle of your thought, but download the app. It's really terrific. Scott Schaefer here this hour. Stick around for another hour of Forum with Mina Kim. Thanks so much.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.
Support for Forum comes from San Francisco Opera. Set 10 years after a school shooting, the critically acclaimed opera Innocence takes us into a complex emotional journey where our understanding of innocence and guilt is constantly upended. Kaija Saariaho's ethereal score collapses the past into the present as a community of survivors grapple with how to move forward. Don't miss the highly anticipated American premiere of Innocence, June 1st through 21st. Learn more at sfopera.com.
We've all got those parts of our house where the internet just won't go. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about dead spots. Because with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone's online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only with Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.